shores.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 392. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Wire. That song is called Short Elevated Period. And it's on the new album, Silver Lead, which doesn't come out until March 31st on the band's own Pink Flag label. That band originally from Brighton in the UK, though who knows where they exist now. They've been around since the dawn of time, and those early albums are certain classics. But you know what? I really, really like this album. It kind of reminds me back to that kind of, still, early period there. Maybe Outdoor Minor, some of those great singles back then. This one is really solid. Song I played, Short Elevated Period, that is the single from the album. But I imagine we're going to hear a lot more from that album and just some fantastic tracks on that one. Anyway, I've got music for you. That's why you're here. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. I don't want to disappoint. We're going to play a track by Dude York. This song is called Tonight.
I was at the bottom, dreaming of the top of the pond. The rain dropped and it shook my whole world apart. Went for a swim just to see if he was out there to find. I'm sure he's there, but seems like all he ever does is hide. If he were like me, we could be happy. We'll be right back. choisi. Les autres, ils sont où, chérie? Oh oui, ils sont où, chérie? Ils sont où, chérie? Ils sont où, chérie? Ils sont où? Oh oui, ils sont où, chérie? Ils sont où? Oh oui, ils sont où? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Darling.
Hello. Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We started that set off with Dude York from Seattle, Washington. The song I played was Tonight, and it's on the album Sincerely, which came out February 24th on Hardly Art Records. That is a very, very good record, and it mixes kind of glam and pop punk and power pop all together, and as you know, those are my things. I'm a little late to that record, but I'm definitely on board now. The band is currently playing South by Southwest, which means they probably toured through your home on the way there, or they're going to tour through your home on the way back, unless your home is in Lima, and then, well, yeah, it's very quiet here. After that, we heard from the Rockatanskis. That is a band from Halifax, Nova Scotia. The song I played was Come Swim With Me, and that's one of the three wonderful songs on that self-titled 7-inch. Why'd I pick that one? Well, I like swimming. That is on the Jadarama 45 RPM Records. Came out back in June of last year. And then I played Sugar and Tiger, the song Linda Ramone. And that is off of the God Save Linda Ramone 2-song 7-inch, also on Jadarama 45 RPM Records. And that one came out back in December of last year. So a couple songs from the same label. In fact, that's everything that label has released. It's a new label focusing on just 45s, just the hits. That's a statement I can get behind. I have no idea what Jadarama means. Maybe it's Spanish. He's in Madrid. There is some sort of verb that's kind of like that, to stuff yourself, like eat a lot. But yeah, I haven't been in Lima long enough to pick up the slang. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make a good podcast and keep you coming back week after week. Let's play some more music, because that's why you're really here. This is When Nelda Became Punk with the song Big Whoop.
Just woke up. Secret.
golly, is it good to have them back. That is the Darling Buds with the song Guess the Good Parts. That is on the new EP Evergreen, which will be out April 28th on Oddbox Records. The band originally from Newport, Wales. I'm not sure where they're based out of now because this is their first record in, I don't know, like 15 years, something like that. And I couldn't resist playing for it well before the release date, but Trev's a good guy. Hopefully he won't mind. Before that, we heard from Winalda Became Punk, a song Big Whoop, and that is on the These Words Broke Our Hearts EP. Came out March 10th on Shelf Life Records, that band out of Vigo in Spain. I'm always happy when they put something out and always surprised when they do. I don't know why. They're kind of a super group, kind of get together whenever. I don't know how they work, but when something shows up, I am happy. Anyway, we're out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 392. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter and Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's absolutely nothing that I have seen lately, but maybe there's some good things happening when I return to Kansas City. Let's take a look here. On the 18th, Agent Orange is playing at the Record Bar, and Red Money is playing at the Replay. That is a show with Cave Girls and Shorvon, and I'm hoping I can make that one, but I fly in that morning on a red eye, so it's who knows. On the 19th, Cold Feet is playing at Blind Tiger with a couple of other punk bands, Drippies and Hard Leather, I think. On the 20th, Tim Darcy of Ott is playing at the Riot Room. 21st, the Whiffs are playing at the Blind Tiger. The 24th, Brian Ferry is at the Uptown. The 25th, Stiff Middle Fingers and Red Kate are playing at the Replay. I think that's a release for their new split 7-inch. On the 30th, Blink 182 is playing at Silverstein Eye Arena, or whatever that thing is corporately called nowadays. 31st, Captured by Robots at the Brick. Looking into April a little bit, Modern English on the 2nd at the Record Bar. Cloud Nothings on the 7th at the Record Bar. And then Of Montreal out on the 21st. Again, at the Record Bar. More coming when I catch up with things. Looking at the website, not a lot has happened there, but I think I finally did get the photos up of Creature Comforts, Dead Girls, and Arthur Dodge, and that were part of that Ultimate Fake Book reunion benefit show that happened a few weeks ago. But they're up there. If you didn't catch the photos before, they're now. There now and waiting for you. Anyway, I'm rambling, I'm tired, and I got a pack, but I do have one more song for you. I've got a track from David Bazan, Mr. Pedro the Lion himself. The song is called Up All Night, and it's on the new album Care, which came out March 7th on Undertow Records. Another a really good album from him, though. It's every album is a little different from him, I think. This one reminds me a lot of like Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone, actually. Definitely an Owen Ashworth sort of vibe to this one, with a lot more, I guess, synth and electronics, but in a lo-fi sort of way that's kind of pleasing and nice. And this is one of those tracks here. This song is called Up All Night, and we're going to end it here with David Bazan. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Some steam. I wanna lay on the desert floor and have a vivid dream. I pace around the basement with a hurricane in my head when I should be in bed. Summertime ain't just for teachers. Summertime, trying to sleep till noon. Summertime, up all night howling at the moon. Summertime ain't just for teachers. Summertime, trying to sleep till noon.